Okay, by now we certainly hope you understand the advantages, disadvantages on the cursory level of stocks versus bonds. You know that stocks are growth and can make us very wealthy over time, but they're very risky. And when you know that bonds are boring and stodgy, but are reliable, but really don't have that growth element that can supercharge our investments over the long term. So what about if we marry the two? In the presentation, we talked about balanced funds. Funds, mutual funds that invest both in stocks and bonds. And a well-run balanced fund should be able to take advantage of the times when stocks are more advantaged, more attractive, and take advantage of the time when bonds are more attractive, if it's well-run. And that's a big if. And there are balanced funds that have been around for decades that have done well in good times and bad times. So we're going to take a look at one. We're going to take a look at $100 per month for 30 years, $100 a month for 40 years, $100 a month for 40 years, increasing every year by $10 per year. And then answer the question that we often hear from people in their late 40s, early 50s. Why didn't you tell me this 25 years ago? What do they have to do? Well, they still have might have 20 years of investing in front of them, but they really don't have that time element. So they got to put away a whole lot more. So we'll take a look at $500 a month for 20 years and $5,000 a month for 20 years. And you might say, well, that's a lot of money. That's what some people spend on their car every month. If they want a big money waster, I'm sorry, a beautiful Mexican woman, but BMW car. And then one last time, we'll thwack the life insurance companies and show you what a well-run balance fund that invests in stocks and bonds can do with that $60 per month for 30 years. So I've got them queued up on the local hard drive. So let's make them smaller. And you should now be familiar with this illustration. Be afraid, be very afraid. These things are not guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may, well, they will lose value. You know they're going to lose value. You just don't know when and how much. So this is, how generic can that be, right? American Balance Fund. Can't get much more generic than that. So let's go down to all, this is the stuff that helps you sleep at night if you have insomnia. And you go here. So we're going to start with $100 a month going back 30 years in the American Balance Fund. And I really like the prospectus for this fund because in it they say, we will never be more than 75% stocks, 25% bonds, and we will never be less than 50% stocks and 50% bonds. So they keep that balance. Some funds that call themselves balance funds or call themselves asset allocation funds or tactical allocation funds, they can go 100% stocks, 0% bonds, or 100% bonds, 0% stocks, or sometimes they can go 0% stocks, 0% bonds, and put it all into cash, which is a fancy word for, you know, things like savings accounts. And to me, that scares me. I want you to be balanced. That's why you're called a balance fund. Typically, they'll do 60-40, 60% stocks, 40% bonds. And if you're wondering why, take Business 123, Introduction to Investments, where we discuss that in more detail. So we start with $1,200 a month. And the stock market went in two directions, up and way up in the 1990s. And so we had 17,000 in 2001. And where we saw the other funds stumble, the stock funds stumble, we don't see that. Why? Because this has the bond portion. And bonds actually did well in the 2000 to 2002 bear market. And then 2007, we had 35,000. And then one year later, we had 27,000. Well, that's stock investing, and bonds went down too in that time. But the stock market has gone in two directions, up and way up since then until 2022, when in the end of 2021, we had 142,000, and it lost, not quite 20,000. So it had the bonds to hold it up. But the bonds got hurt in 2022 also. And so we put in a total of 36,000 and have almost 130,000. Not as much as the stock portfolio, but certainly more than the bond portfolio, with an average return of 7.53%. Not bad. But still, we'd like to do a whole lot better, right? So let's take a look at the graph. And we see just the beginning of the wee up in the air exponential curve. And there goes 2022. A bit of a kick in the teeth. So now let's go to a 40-year time frame. Let's just extend our investment time frame 10 years. And this is why we want to get you guys started in your late 20s, early 30s, or sooner, to start putting money away in your 401k, 403b, Roth IRA, $50, $100 a month. So again, we're going to go back to 1983 when I started teaching at Southwestern. Hard to believe. That's it. I'm really old. At 1983. And sure enough, in the 80s and the 90s, the stock market went in two directions, up and way up. So we had some 70,000, 77,000, because in 2001 and 2, bonds actually did pretty well. Went down a little bit in 2002. Everybody went down in 2002. But then again, 2007, 128, 96. But we didn't run. We didn't hide. We didn't panic. We heard people say at 2007, ooh, is it too late to get in? And then in 2008, we heard them say, ooh, is it too late to get out? And we didn't care because we're just continuing to put $100 a month away. And as of 2001, we had 425,000. And then 2002 comes along and we have 375. But that's to be expected, folks. That's what investing in stocks is going to be like. And of course, we have the bond portion that is shows this is not quite as, if you go back and look at the stock graphs and the stock numbers, you'll see that this is not as volatile. But we put a total of 48,000, what a lot of people spend on a car that's gone in 10 years. And we have 385,000, not bad, at an annual rate of 8.65%. And we should start to see the, yes, we do. We start to see that exponential curve, but boom, bumps along the way. In 2002, bumps, you know, you have to go back to 1994, when bonds appreciably fell. They fell down a little bit in 2008, but not as bad as stocks. And then you have to go back to 1969, was this last year that stocks and bonds both went down the same year. So I'm actually optimistic. To me, after things bump down, that's usually a good sign for the future, unless we blow ourselves up, start World War III. Yeah, another COVID comes along. Who knows? Tsunami, earthquake, disco returning, but I'm optimistic. So now, was that cool? Was that cool? Would you be happy with that? Putting $48,000 over 40 years and having almost $400,000? Not bad. Well, you know me. I'm going to now ask you to think in terms of increasing your investment. So here, be afraid, be very afraid. Watch out, you're going to lose money sometimes. Yeah, I know. You've heard it before. We're going to start with $100 a month, but then every year, we're going to bump it up $10. One fewer trip to almost $10. Starbucks, whatever. And so we're going to put in more money over time, but we're going to be accustomed to increasing our investments every year by $10. And sure enough, we see that, you know, 2001, we were up 120,000, but down a little bit in 2002, where the stock did 50% down because of our bond portion. We didn't go anywhere near that far that down. And then there's 2007, 213 down to 162. But that's what it's investing is like. And at the end of 2021, we had 791,000, and then 2022 came along. Did I say 2021? I'm sorry. I hope I did. 2021, 790. 2022, 7. Well, look, we've come back a little bit, you know, and we got to think long term. And so we've put $141,000. Again, sounds like a lot of money, but not over 40 years. And we have 720. Not as much as the stock portfolio, but a whole lot better than the bond portfolio. And if you don't believe me, go back and check. And now we get to see that whoosh up in the air, the exponential curve with the bumps along the way. Okay, cool. Right? But what about the folks in their later 40s, early 50s? What do? They say, why didn't you tell me this 20 years ago? What am I going to do now? Well, you got to put a lot more money away now. Well, hopefully you've paid down a whole lot of debt. Maybe the mortgage is close to being paid off. Maybe the kids are out of, no, doubtful anyway. They come back even if they leave. And so what we need to do now is we need, here's scary stuff. Be afraid, be very afraid. We're going to, I'm sorry. Before we do that, we're going to thwack the life insurance industry one more time. $60 a month in a balanced fund for 30 years. And we put in $21,600. Oops, I wanted to use this guy. So $21,600. And we have $77,000. Again, not as much as the stock portfolio, but much better than the bond portfolio. And at least we're not negative like the life insurance company was, the big jerks. And we don't, it's not enough to really see a great jump up. But yes, don't trust an insurance company with your investments, dear students. Please remember, I'm an insurance agent. I'm going to tell you the truth. But hey, if you like the insurance agent, the commissions are tremendous. If you can sell people annuities, you really can make a lot of boat payments with those commissions. So now let's talk about the old folks. Well, not quite that old, late 40s, early 50s. They've got about 20 years left, maybe a little less, maybe more, especially you younger folks. Who knows how long you're going to be working until. So let's put in $1,000 a month. I'm sorry, $500 a month, $600 a year, what some people pay for their car payments, and do that for 20 years. And so what happens is we're putting in $120,000, which is, you know, a lot of money over 20 years, not that much, but a lot. And we only have $258,000. Not too exciting, is it? No, not too exciting at all, but it's what it is. And we don't get to, you know, the time. That's the thing. If you remember the formulas, time was the exponent. If you remember them way back in chapter one, the future value tables, time was the exponent. And we don't really have the time, do we? So what happens if we have two people working and they can both pony up $500? Let's see what happens if we have $1,000. $1,000 a month for 20 years in a well-balanced mutual well-managed balanced mutual fund. And so we're putting $12,000 a year into our investment. But again, we wait till we get to 401ks. You're going to see that you can put more than that, $20,000. And if you have two people working, one person can put 20 grand in, take their whole salary, or not the whole salary, but put a bunch of their salary into the 401k. The other person, you live off the other person's salary. You do that for 5 years in your later 20s, early 30s. You'll never have to touch your retirement again. I hope you do, but you never will. And I've had two couples come in and say, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I don't blame them, you know. Sounds too good to be true. When we do this, we do, you know, 5 years at the max 401k rate. And then let it sit for 30 years. And sure enough, they'll be very, very happy when they're in their 60s and 70s. So we're going to put a $240,000 in over 20 years, which is, that's a lot of money. And we only got $519,000, which is nothing to sneeze at. And in fact, this is the amount, about $500,000, that we're going to use when we get to retirement in the distribution phase. So all these illustrations have been showing you the accumulation of our assets. Well, we don't accumulate them just so we can brag at a cocktail party. We accumulate them so that we can live off them in our older years. And we're going to show you how to do that when we get to Chapter 16, Estate Retirement and Estate Planning. So $500,000 will be our ending point of our. And again, I hope you do better than that. I hope you do a whole lot better than that, especially if you get started early. And don't panic when the markets fall. And think about long-term oriented, prudent, consistent investing in companies with their roots deep in the economy, either through your own stock purchases, Take Business 123, Introduction to Investments, or through a well-run stock global mutual fund, global stock mutual fund. I like global funds. I like domestic funds too, but I think everyone should think, especially younger folks, think globally because the world is global, whether we like it or not, and a lot of people don't like it. Cole, what do you think? Now, if you want to see any other illustrations, please contact me. I can talk about this stuff far longer than any reasonable person would ever want to listen. So I simply love this stuff. Thank you, dear students. Think of how much you've learned. And in such a short period of time, we are so, so proud of you.